Thank you, Mr. Chair. Aibowan, good afternoon. Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I am delivering this statement on behalf of and at the express request of the Honorable P. Harrison, Minister of Agriculture of Sri Lanka, who due to unforeseeable circumstances could not make his presence here today. Let me at the outset convey the compliments of His Excellency the President of Sri Lanka, Maithripala Sirisena, Honorable Prime Minister of Sri Lanka, Ranil Wickremesinghe, and greetings from people of Sri Lanka, and my personal wishes to newly elected FAO Director General, Mr. Kui Dengu, and we are confident that with your very hands-on experience in field of agriculture, will meet the expectation of FAO and particularly benefit small island nation such as Sri Lanka. We also thank Mr. Gracino de Silva, the outgoing Director General, of his commitment and far-sighted policies in the field of agriculture, enabling Sri Lanka to move from lower to upper middle level the nation. I also wish to register our gratitude at this conference to all our friend nation for the unconditional, heartiest support given to us during the recent Easter Sunday terrorist attack, which took many lives of different ethnicity from us. Your support helped us to bring back Sri Lanka to normalcy. As the Minister of Agriculture, I am very pleased to address at the 41st session of the FAO conference and seize the opportunity to congratulate and thank FAO organizing the session focusing on the state of food and agriculture, migration, agriculture and rural development, a theme which is very relevant to my country. Ladies and gentlemen, we believe that the foundation of the development in Sri Lanka is through agriculture development, and over 80% of the population is living in semi-urban and rural areas. My ministry is fully committed to achieve the gigantic task through empowering the rural sector, but many challenges lay ahead of us. The King Parakrambahu the Great, who ruled Sri Lanka in 12th century, said, "Not even a single drop of rainwater should be permitted to flow the ocean without having given its full benefit to the man." To arrest water flow in the sea, the King of Sri Lanka constructed the tank cascade system in the dry zone, which is through Sri Lanka FAO GIS heritage. The system is perfect solution as a resilient to the floods and droughts which resulted from the climatic issues in the country. The extreme drought in 2017 has shattered our food security status and affected the livelihood of thousands of farmers. In contrast, we had bountiful harvest during the subsequent season in 2018 and 19, and given today we are facing serious drought. We appreciate the initiatives taken by the FAO in restoring the historical tank cascade system as World Agricultural Heritage Site. While continuing the improving on other agrarian land water management system, including rehabilitation of degradable agricultural land, FAO assistant, we were looking forward to build climate resilient agricultural production system through the convention oriented management and investment plan. Ladies and gentlemen, we had to face a new threats such as the insurvation of family armworm, but with the support especially from FAO, we are able to control it without much damage. We need to empower the producer with better price of their produce by adding value of their primary products and by directing them to suitable markets while minimizing the role of the middleman. Food without chemical residues is the need of the day. We have embarked on a mission to make every farmer as a gap farmer who follows good agricultural practice. Further, we are determined to reduce the post-harvest losses by providing necessary facilities to all players in the value chain. FAO has assisted us to prepare the agricultural policy document in keeping with the current developments and has had us many ways to improve a food security situation in the island. particularly to achieve the sustainable development goals of Agenda 2030. Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, let me finally express my personal appreciation to all of you and especially to your representatives in Colombo, Sri Lanka, who works very closely with my ministry to achieve the said goals. I thank you very much.